Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Catch the Wave and Save a Life radio show. I am super excited about today. I've got a couple of special guests on board with me, singer-songwriter Cheryl Ray Mullen here from Maui, Hawaii, and I also have my co-host Michael Smith on board with me today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had an amazing show last weekend with Gina LaMorte, who is really an amazing Dream Inspire. If you missed that show, you can replay it back in the files there on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. This show is recorded for replay. Thanks, everybody, for your support out there. I really so appreciate everybody's just sharing on social media my story, buying my T-shirt, Saving Lives with World Impact Solutions, and all the ways that you guys are helping me get to Africa in October. I am making great progress with the fundraising part, and it's all because of you guys out there. So I'm going to jumpstart this. We've got a lot to cover today. This will be a 45-minute show, so we're going to have a little extra time today. I feel like we really need to just share with you tons of information on what's going on with this humanitarian effort happening in Ethiopia in October. But anyway, first of all, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Michael Smith. How are you doing over there across the pond?
Good morning. Aloha. I'm doing great across the pond here in Tyler, Texas this morning. So afternoon, actually, it's after fun. Here, you guys are just getting going. I'm doing great, Sandy. Always good to be on. Thanks for getting me on this morning, and I'm excited. That show last Monday, you're right. I bought Gina's book, and I couldn't put it down. I read it through it all week and highlighted. I got yellow highlighter all over it, and now I'm going back and study it. I think there's tremendous information in that book. Great, great show, but I'm too excited to hear about Cheryl's story and this music. I love this, the intro to the show today, but I have not heard the entire song, so I'm anxious to meet Cheryl and hear her story and how you two got connected. So it's going to be a good show today, but I know you're right. We've got a ton of info going on. I told you earlier I was chatting with some folks in Ethiopia and Uganda over the weekend. There's a lot happening that we don't have the time today to share. We'll have to share it in another show. But so many wonderful things. And unfortunately, some real needs in the Horn of Africa that we could go over next Monday. But hey, I'm excited. Let's get this show on the road, and I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I have a very special guest, Cheryl Ray Mullen, on with us today. And Cheryl, how are you doing over there, morning girl?
I'm fine. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you came on. You know, I'm going to give the listeners a little background. Cheryl and I have known each other for years. She is a singer-songwriter here on Maui. As you all know, my husband, too, is a singer-songwriter as well. And that's kind of the connection there. Music is in my surroundings and my environment, which is so awesome here in Maui. And Cheryl and I actually hadn't seen each other in a while, and she was really interested in what I was doing as far as going to Africa, and her and I connected on Saturday at Colleen's and just caught up and everything. It had been a long time, and I just kind of shared my story with her, and then it's just amazing what God is doing right now, because there's a song that she wrote called Voices from the Heart, that has African influences in it, and I did not know about this song, and she brought it to my attention yesterday, so So I wanted to bring her on board to kind of talk about the background and the story behind the song and just share from her heart a little bit. So, Cheryl, I'm just going to kind of let you take the floor and talk, and you can just share with us the lyrics and just all the different things in the studio about this song and things that you can things that you can recall and that you would like to share this morning.
I like that, recall, because it's a while. I did step into your journey. It's been something on my back burner of wishes. Maybe you don't know I'm going to sneak in your pocket, but if I can't sneak in your pocket, I thought, well, maybe you can just listen to this song as inspiration on your way over when you go. It didn't even dawn on me until we had our meeting. I went solely to hear about your journey and what you were doing. And I'd forgotten about this piece of music that I'd put together a while ago. And I have some very special musicians that performed on this one song for me, on many of my songs on this CD. But this one was quite the project. We did it up at Melody Line Studio with Tom Hall, I think back in 2002, something like that. Some of this is a little foggy, but I had this vision, and it started when I lived overseas. And for the, you know, you hear and see things on TV about poverty and children being hungry, families needing help, but I had physically seen it for the first time, you know, hands-on. I was in Indonesia. I was in a taxi, and I was blown away. My mouth it dropped to the floor. All the children would come running to the car with their hands out looking for either food or money, and it kind of started with that. And I'll never forget the taxi driver telling me not to roll my window down, because when you did that, you know, they couldn't move the car, and then probably tons more would come, and that also was, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So it kind of all started there, and I had this vision, and it unfolded into making a song that kind of just spoke out for us all to open our eyes and help in any way we can, whatever that might be, small or large. What you're doing, Sandra, is from a huge, big heart, total kindness. I'm in awe of what you're going to do. So our connection to this blew me away. So the song has a Hawaiian chant in it. It's got an African chant in it, and it's got a children's choir in it. So it has like a bunch of little touches in it. The feeling behind it is just, like I said a second ago, open your eyes. Reach out and help in any way you can, because we all can do something. And part of the proceeds of the CD back in the day went to Feed the Children also. But I was connected through a dancer here on Maui, Artie Swiatek. And I was looking for an African singer. I didn't know where to go. And it just, everybody connected in their way to help me. And she brought me a young man, and I hope I can say his name right. And it would be really awesome if he heard this, and we got reconnected somehow. But I want to say it's Asan Coyote. He's actually a dancer / singer. And so we had all these people in the studio doing their part. I had all these children. My son and daughter were in there, and I had a few of Bob Rock's kids in there. I think that was the hardest part, getting all the kids to sing their part. He came in. This fella came in and laid down his part, and I'll remember it like it was yesterday. Everybody's mouth dropped, chicken skin, singing in his native language. And I wish I could say the words and sing the words. I cannot. But the core of the song, what he was saying, I remember him telling me it was Mama, Papa, come Mama, come Papa, reach your hands out, reach around our children. They are in need. We need to be here and present and be around our children. And it was the same with the Hawaiian chant. I hope I say this right. Na Amaku, the Amakua. Similar. God grant us the strength, knowledge, and intelligence to understand what's around us. Grant us power. So it's a real strong, heavy song. Kind of long. You'd listen to the whole thing forward for a minute. But that's kind of the gist of it.
I love that.
And
you
like
know,
I said, and after you and I had our meeting and I got in my car, it didn't even dawn on me till later. And I thought, oh, my gosh, how crazy that after all this time I've met up with somebody that's doing the journey you're doing, and I've not come across that yet. Because like I said in the beginning of our interview, it's on my wish list. I always wanted to go over there. With a different vision. Like
yeah,
said,
it's just
your pocket.
Maybe you'll get to go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what I love. It's so when I heard the song yesterday, I my whole theme for Catch the Wave has be a voice for those who do not have one. You know, and with the title of your song, Voices from the Heart, it just tied in beautifully with what I'm doing. And I just was like, oh, well, there's my theme song right there. There's totally my theme song. And it's just amazing to watch. I mean, this was something that was birthed out of you years ago, you know, and how it has come around full circle, literally, and has impacted my life with the journey that I'm on. And I just stand in awe of God's orchestration through all of this, because he's bringing the people and he's bringing the things to me to help me spread this message of love and of hope, you know. And I can't even imagine what it was like to sit in that car and see all those kids, you know, around you, you know, and you having to keep the window rolled up. I almost had an epiphany myself when you said that. It was almost like a vision. I just saw it. The window rolled up and the kids' little hands on the windows trying to get in. And that just really hit me when you said that. And that's where the need is, you know. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because there are voices crying out, you know, for help. And we have to be a voice for them, because the world is not listening to them. They don't even see them. A lot of times what we're finding in the world right now is everybody's caught up in their own stuff. It's all about me. It's not about we. And we have to, as people who care, and there's so many people who do and that are making a difference around the world, is really have that humanitarian side of all of us, because all of us have compassion for something, you know. And, you know, having that humanitarian side of us where we can take action and be a voice for somebody who doesn't have a voice that's very loud, you know. It's almost muffled, you know, because people don't want to really look hard at the needs around the world, because once you do, then you have to step up and take responsibility for what you see, you know, and make a choice that you're going to step up and go, okay, I'm going to do something. Even if it's small, it can still be great for someone else. And you may impact one, but at least you saved one, you know. So, I mean, that's what I love about your song. It does bring hope, and it raises awareness. Cheryl, to the voices that are out there that are crying out for help. I mean, I love it. I fell in love with it as soon as I heard it. The chant, the African chant, the Hawaiian chant, it ties in so beautifully with everything that I'm doing right now, because the Catch the Wave part, I really wanted to tie in Hawaiian culture to my message. And you having the Hawaiian chant and then tying in the African chant too, was just perfect. I mean, I can't even say that enough.
love that, that it happened that way. It meant to be.
Yeah, it is totally meant to be. It is totally meant to be. But anyway, for those of you who are listening or you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 347-850-8692. Please call in and say hi if you want, if you have any questions. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Michael, why don't you – let's talk about World Impact Solutions and what we are doing there. And also, for those of you who are listening, if you don't know, obviously I am trying to raise funds to get to Africa in October, and I'm making really good progress. But there is a way where you can actually save the life of a child and get me to Africa at the same time. So, Michael, I'm going to have you share a little bit about what World Impact Solutions is. Michael, are you still there?
Yes, yes, I am. How about?
Can you hear me? I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Will you? Go ahead.
I heard you absolutely, and I just wanted to thank Cheryl first of all. Oh my gosh, Cheryl, I can't wait to hear the whole song now, and your story just it resonates with me as well. And I'd love to hear more about your trip to Indonesia and living in Indonesia. If you've listened to this show before, and Sandy, yeah, I lived in Ethiopia as a child, and so I too. Firsthand, I know what you mean, Cheryl, when you said when you experience it. You read about it, see it on TV all over the world with the refugee crisis right now where majority are children. You see it, but unless you experience it, it just doesn't resonate for some reason. And that's why I'm so excited for Sandy and her journey to actually physically go to Africa. And she has no idea, Cheryl, and God will touch her heart when she gets over there. She goes with an open heart, and I know you will, Sandy. God has plans for you. And this story is just started about a year ago when I asked you to go to Africa, and you said, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. And that to this full circle where you're biting at the bullet to get on the plane. But anyway. Thanks, Cheryl, for your story and the connection to Maui and African chants. I understand that entirely, and that is a meant-to-be thing because I lived on Maui also for 18 years, and I understand the culture of the Hawaiian. Hawaii grabs you in a certain way, too, and I'm talking about the culture, about ohana and family and taking care of the children. And so to tie into taking care of the children of Africa or anywhere it's so important. And it just, we do. It's one child at a time. Sometimes when you go to these countries, when I go back to Ethiopia, it's almost a little overwhelming that I'm not making a difference, but I have to stop, take a breath, and realize one child, if I can touch one child, just one, and then put a group and go after the world to help and tie us together, the three of us, Cheryl and you, Sandy, the three of us can touch three, who can touch six, who can touch 12 and 24 and on and on and on. And that leads us to World Impact Solutions, Sandy, and I became involved with this company. She and I both know the founders of this company, two men of wonderful vision and a humanitarian heart that is as big as the globe. And that is the other side of this, is social media and the internet has made us a world village. We are a global village. We are. It's not that far. In one sense, Hawaii and Maui is out in the middle, a little tiny island in the middle of a vast, vast ocean. It's exactly on the opposite side of the world of Ethiopia. It's 13-hour time difference. I think it's not, almost 10 o'clock at night there in Ethiopia. So it's a long ways off, and yet it's so, so, so close with the internet. And that's what we are doing. We can get this message out, We can impact the world in so many ways, and World Impact Solutions is doing that. And they have come up with the most amazing idea on impacting the lives of children and literally saving lives. And Sandy's correct. We've chosen to be affiliates with World Impact Solutions. They are a company that manufactures, distributes life-saving products, three main products that help with the issue of the three main causes of childhood death, and primarily under five. Every 5 seconds a child does die of either malaria, malnutrition, or drinking contaminated water. And those three are why millions, 17,000, will die today. During the course of this show, over 700 children will die while we're on this show. But it's totally preventable. And that's the solution of World Impact Solutions. They have the solution. And so their business model is amazing. Just go to Sandy's website, catchthewavehawaii.com, and it's an amazing website. Go through all the tabs, but don't forget to click on World Impact Solutions tab and really go in and look at what they are doing and how Sandy and I are funding projects and campaigns. They recently sent 1,000 mosquito nets to Haiti, to orphanages in Haiti to help battle this Zika virus. They want to send 50,000 more nets to South America. They've sent water filters. And they don't send them, they give them. That's the beauty of this program. They give these products away, built on this business model, World Impact Solutions. So go into the website, watch the short video, connect with Sandy on there, buy some of these products, and World Impact Solutions will deliver them to a child in a village in Uganda, or a student in Kenya with Mataya's Hope, or a project in South Africa with the South African government and GAIN, the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition. They've got a project World Impact Solutions is working on to provide micronutrients for 25,000 children living in severe acute poverty, and there are severely malnutrition. So these programs and campaigns, we fund them. World Impact Solutions has the infrastructure and the connections and the partners through these distributors that are feet on the ground around the world. Water filters in Cambodia, Thailand, micronutrients in Guatemala. I can go on and on and on. But just go to Sandy's website again, catchthewavehawaii.com. Click on the above links. Read her story, first of all, though. Sandy's story is an amazing story, and it's really, she's really writing the outline right now. This story will come to fruition, and the fruits of her labor and the sowing of all the seeds she's doing through her T-shirts and through selling micronutrients and water filters and these amazing insecticide nets that World Impact Solution has. These seeds she's planting will come to fruition when she puts her feet on the ground at Boley International Airport in Addis Ababa in October of this year. That's when the story will really start, in my opinion, Sandy, and you're going to come back and then really, whether it be in a book, whether it be on video, photography, whatever, the story then will be, I think, what will lead you to really start of a future in your life of making a – not that you're not making a difference right now. You're making a huge difference right now. You're saving children all over the world. But this story is amazing, and I'm just so happy to be on the – trying to stay up with you, Sandy. Stay up with your excitement and your speed and your – my gosh – I'm along for the ride, but you know me. I've been to Ethiopia. I've lost count how many times I've been to Ethiopia. I lived there for 5 years, and have gone back. My son and I now quite a few times. We work in different ministries. I know some of the ministries you are going to be introduced to, they do some amazing work on the ground as well. And, hey, any particular thing I missed on World Impact Solutions you'd like me to highlight? I might, let me talk, I mentioned the two gentlemen, Duncan Dodds and Jeff August. They're the two founders. They actually live here in Texas, Duncan in Houston and Jeff August in Dallas. The corporate offices for World Impact Solutions is in Dallas, Texas. And again, Sandy and I are not part of that company. We're not employees. They have this amazing tool or part of their company. It's an affiliate program that is really designed to help people like Sandy raise funds and at the same time save children. So if you're listening on this show and you have a nonprofit, a 501c3, or you're a Maui basketball, and there's some wonderful, wonderful nonprofits, Women Helping Women on Maui, your nonprofit, your women program. If you're ever, and you're listening to this show, folks, if you have a need for funds, there is a portion of the World Impact Solutions business model that we can help you raise funds by doing humanitarian work. And if you're a teacher in an elementary school, and every elementary school here in, or every school here in Texas in the fall has to do amazing fundraisers, whether it be car washes or bake sales or cookie dough or whatever, to help raise additional funds, why not go sell life-saving products, sell a mosquito net? Why not sell a micronutrient pack or a water filter that we're literally, we know it, Sandy, don't we, because we've seen the results, save a life and raise funds that way for your organization. So there's another part of our business that I love and what we do. And I'm so excited to help Sandy save. We're going to, and I'll just throw this out, and I'm going to give it right back to you, Sandy. I know this, you got to cut me off, or I'll talk for 5 hours, let alone 45 minutes. But we're working on a project, a few of us, there's a group of us with World Impact Solutions, not only Sandy, but some other folks. One's a young man from Uganda, Gilbert, who lives in Uganda, Anthony and Mindy. There's a few of us that are putting a program together for a summer campaign to help fund a micronutrient program and a campaign for 1,000 children. And we're going to talk about more of that in the next weeks ahead. But just you can go to Sandy's website, go to World Impact Solutions, go to products, and look at the programs they have there for the micronutrient packs. Right now, World Impact Solutions has a matching program. So if you commit to helping a child with the micronutrients for a month's supply, World Impact Solutions will match that, and you will not only save one child, you'll save two. If you can do 10, perhaps you're a business or a small business or a success, whatever you have, just a heart for helping children, commit to 10 children, and they'll add another 10 children, you'll save 20 children. And commit. So great programs in there. We're going to kick that off later this summer for our little group of folks and to save 1,000 children. But so much about World Impact Solutions I love, and I'm an advocate for them. It's a passion of mine. It's become somewhat of my purpose in life, just like Sandy. And I'm looking forward to what God does with us in Ethiopia in October. There's a reason he's sending us over there. We don't know. We know what we want to do. We know what we'd like to do. We know who we're going to go see. We'll have an itinerary and an agenda. But I can assure you, Sandy, once we get our feet on the ground there and open up our hearts and our minds to the children, God's probably going to take us a few places that are going to be a little scary. Not in reality, but maybe we might be in some areas, but that's a little bit scary, but not in harm's way in a sense, but he's going to impact our lives and change us, and we'll come back even more resourceful to help save children. Thanks for letting me chat for a little longer than I should, but I enjoy it. You know how much I enjoy this. Can I ask a quick question, Cheryl? the best way to find your song?
I have a website, CherylRae.net.
Oh, great.
And there's a link on the left that says media, and there's clips
okay.
of the song. And, you know, while you
great.
Both were talking about your amazing journey that I feel blessed to even be a small part of, so thank you for that. But while you were talking, I just had this idea. I don't know. I'll talk to you about it later, Sandy, that maybe somehow I can tie in downloads with Voices of the Heart to offer more funds for your organization. I don't know. Think
oh,
about
that.
Oh, that
would be awesome.
I don't
yeah.
know how that
ideas. Cheryl, I have some ideas there, too. I'm working with some other groups. And some other organizations, as well as some music. I've always wondered if we could find someone like yourself. And Sandy, it's in the back of my list, down a little bit down the way, to get Tom and Willie working on this as well. But see, but Cheryl, there is some great things we could do. And either do mm-hmm. that where I know some other musicians, both secular and Christian, that have tied their some organizations and campaigns together. And I'd love to, Sandy, work with you and Cheryl in developing
mm-hmm.
something like that. And we could often, from video to just a beautiful, what do you call it, slide presentation, some professionally done
mm-hmm.
things that we can do
yes.
with photography and video today. And then where some of the proceeds, if you buy your song, Cheryl, and go out and buy the song, proceeds could go to saving a child. So, anyway.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean a lot to me. That would mean that was the whole purpose for that song that has come to life again, I guess.
It has. Reaper. The birth of the song.
We'll just have to meet up at Colleen's again and make it a monthly meeting.
Oh, yeah, girl. No, we have to get together for sure. And, yeah, let's talk about that. I love the idea. I think I cannot say it enough. It's so amazing how, you know, things that may – you know, dreams that you may have had at the moment and things that you create in your life, whether it's music or writing or whatever it is, however you create, you know, those things could get tucked away for a few years and they're just sitting there, you know, but there's a timing on it, you know, and I think your song is just perfect timing with where we are right now and how we can really raise awareness and make an impact around the world with what we're doing. The story is just starting. That's what I love about this journey. God is unfolding the story before me. He's writing it as I've asked him to. And he's writing this amazing story that is going to be continuing on, you know, from generation to generation, even after we're long gone, that's just going to carry on and bring hope to people who are hopeless. And like Michael said, you know, I don't know what's in store for me in Africa, but I do know that for me personally, obviously it's going to be life-changing. But there are things that I need to see over there from my own eyes and witness myself and just kind of watch God lead us on this humanitarian trip. And I'm super excited. Like, I can't even... I'm just blown away every day at what's going on and how all of this is being tied together so beautifully. So, yeah, Cheryl, I'll definitely want to talk to you about your song, getting that tied in with what we're doing and raising funds for me to get to Africa, but most importantly, saving the lives of children all over the world with our effort. And if you guys are listening out there, contact me. Go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, to learn more. Click on World Impact Solutions page. There's tons of information right there and links to the website. There's video information about our life-saving products, the impacts we're making currently in Haiti with the mosquito nets. These life-saving products are so critical to people around the world, and it may seem like a small thing, but, you know, $75 for a water filter can literally change the lives of a community. Getting access to clean water is very, very difficult in these places. And if you can provide a water filter for $75, that could literally change the life of someone and save them from dying, literally from drinking bad water. Of course, the mosquito nets and the micronutrients that are there too. We're going to do some fundraising campaigns this summer, like Michael said, so be watching for that and stay in tune to that. And then, Michael, anything else you want to add?
Well, I think we can. What a great show already today, and you can hear my passion and excitement. I'm excited for where we're headed, and what we've done here so far in 2016. But what we're going to do the second half of 2016 is just. I'm just excited, Sandy, to where we're going. Isn't it interesting too that you and I have never met in person, and yet it seems like I've known you forever. And that is the power of social media and the internet and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Sue and all across the, I mean, it just snapped. I mean, I don't even, some of these, I just turned 65, so I'm the older guy in the group, but I don't even know what the heck snaps. Chat is never, but I keep hearing people on Snap anyway. But the power of it is powerful, and Cheryl, I think you're right. The rebirth of your song here in 2016 is there's a reason for it, and it was written when it was written, and you wrote it from the voices of the heart, came from the voice, and sung by you and your group. Wouldn't it be neat to go back to those children now? How old are those? Thinking about how old those children are and see where their hopes and dreams have gone in the last, what is this? You said 2002, I believe. But
two of them are my kids, so I have tabs on them. that's an interesting way to look at it. I do know a handful of them where they've gone in life. One of them is a nurse.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. I hope one day that through this amazing connection with both of you, if he's listening, somewhere out there, I've been wanting to reconnect with Asan, the fellow that sang his African song on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm amazed by what you both are doing. I'm totally amazed. Incredible, your journey, and he's right, Sandra. You got your toe in. Your book or your video is going to be incredible. I can hardly wait to see it all unfold.
And
I need some more t-shirts. I love my t-shirt.
we will definitely hook you up with that for sure.
Well, here's an idea, Sandy. Here's a great, cool idea. Next year, I love all your shirts, and I love how you redesign them and rebrand them. And I just, why don't you do a shirt tied around the song, and with the vision of the song,
awesome.
And do it with Cheryl, and Voices of the Heart T-shirt tied to Catch the Wave, tied to Ethiopia, tied to World Impact Solutions. All of that comes together. It'll all come together if we just think about it, work with it. So many different cool ideas we could do and raise funds. We could do a T-shirt in the summer campaign, a Voices of the Heart T-shirt that actually
love it.
Could actually, if we could figure it all out, you sponsor it, not sponsor. It's not really sponsoring. You're just actually purchasing micronutrient packs that then you that you know will be given. They come in 30-day supplies. And it's $20 for a 30-day supply of 17 vital micronutrients, which, by the way, World Impact Solutions worked with the Bill Gates Foundation and Johns Hopkins University to produce. But what if you were to work a program to where figure all the money out and cost the T-shirt and the campaign, and you get a T-shirt if you help a child? and all work into the one price for $30 or $50 or something. But so many cool ideas, but I'd love to see a T-shirt tied around. I love the title, Voices from the Heart.
Mm.
A great title, and there's a lot of implications in those three words, amazing implications in those three words.
Yes, definitely.
We have 5 minutes
definitely.
Left.
Yep, we
Getting
got about 5 minutes
Texas.
Left. well, Cheryl, let's try and let's do a 3-way call with Michael, and we'll hammer out some ideas. And then why don't you and I try to get together in the next week or so? And I can definitely we could come up with a design for the T-shirt, and I already have my contacts for that. And we can lay something out really cool, and we'll just kind of go from there. But for those of you who are listening, please go to Cheryl Ray's website. Cheryl Ray, is it CherylRay.net?
Yes, R-A-E, C-H-E-R-Y-L-R-A-E.net.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's CherylRay.net. And if any of you who are on social media, you can catch me on Twitter at Sandy C. Maui. Facebook, Sandy C. Maui, or Instagram, Sandy, the letter C, Maui. And you can find information on her. Go check out her website. She's got amazing music. She's so talented. Girlfriend, love your guitar playing. My encouragement to you, sweetie, is just keep your dream alive. Don't stop what you were gifted to do. And I believe through this whole process, God is resurrecting a lot in you that you think has passed away. So just want to encourage you there. Stay on the course. Don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a gift to the world. And just super excited about this next phase that we're going into. So, Michael, thank you so much for co-hosting with me today. Awesome show. Looking forward to all that we've got coming forward in the next few months as we get to Ethiopia in October. And once again, thanks to everybody who is supporting me on this effort and this journey to get there, and the humanitarian effort that we're going to make there when we get there. Also, the ministries that we will be visiting, and you can check them out online, Make Your Mark out of Ethiopia with Carmen and Trent Post. There's also Partners with Ethiopia with Ingrid Olsen. And then also look up No Ordinary Love Ministries. All of these nonprofits are making a huge impact over there in Ethiopia and literally saving the lives of children from sex trafficking, from all kinds of things that they're facing and they're dealing with. But these people are really true heroes for them and in their lives, and just can't wait to see all of them and how the impact, how they are impacting that area and how we all are going to be able to get involved. So make sure to check out my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. We will be back on again next Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. I am going to close out in just a minute with the audio clip from the song Voices from the Heart, so you can hear it. Please get that song. It will bless you. The Hawaiian chant and the African chant and the words and Cheryl's amazing guitar playing and her amazing voice will just grab your heart, and there's such a powerful message in the song. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in today. Thank you guys for joining me today, and we will see
Thank
you guys
you.
Next week. Love you. Love you, girl.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Aloha, guys.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
I've seen too many children.